The Antechamber of Hope. For Yevgenia Krasnova, a person could love one book, at most a few. Beyond this was a form of promiscuity. Those who talk about books as commodities are inauthentic, just as those who collect acquaintances can be superficial in their friendships. A novel you like resembles a friend. You read it and reread it, getting to know it better. Like a friend, you accept it the way it is. You don't judge it. Montaigne was asked why he and the writer Étienne de la Boétie were friends. The kind of question people ask you at a cocktail party as if you knew the answer, or as if there were an answer to know. It was typical of Montaigne to reply, "Parce que c'était lui, parce que c'était moi," because it was him and because it was me. Likewise, Yevgenia claims that she likes that one book because it is it and because I am me. Yevgenia once even walked out on a school teacher because he analyzed that book and thus violated her rule. One doesn't sit idle listening as people wax analytical about your friends. A very stubborn schoolchild she was. This book she has as a friend is El Deserto dei Tartari by Dino Buzzati, a novel that was well known in Italy and France during her childhood, but that, strangely, nobody she knows in America had heard of. Its English title is mistranslated as The Tartar Steppe instead of The Desert of the Tartars. Yevgenia encountered El Deserto when she was 13 in her parents' weekend country house in a small village 200 kilometers outside Paris, where their Russian and French books multiplied without the constraints of the overfed Parisian apartment. She was so bored in the country that she could not even read. Then, one afternoon, she opened the book and was sucked into it.